All right, LTMA, this morning there'll be some great changes. I have my whole staff inside, outside, sitting in here because I want them to be in this conversion that was going on. I have Mom, I called her the last minute, she's on her way. I want her in here also, that we can make this shift together. I got a prophetic word from the Lord this morning. A trip I was planning on going RVing to check a place out for our RV trips. And the Lord canceled that trip, and I see why now. Take good notes, pay close attention. We talk about going back to God's original plan. And you got Jeremiah 29:11, they tell you he had plans for us. And Matthew 16:13-19, let us know that those plans cannot be stepped into without revelation, without the Holy Spirit. You'll see that in both texts. Here's the word from the Lord. The culture is changing the church. The church was designed to change the culture. I want you to think about that, the culture, all these cultures coming up, and all the different accolades and things they're doing in the church now, even in the choir. I'll talk about that later. All kind of performance going on in the church is the culture has slipped in the church and start taking over, and they are not listening to the Holy Spirit to keep it in God's divine plan. So we got to understand that. Now here's another powerful prophetic statement. The church is blending at large when she is assigned by God to build. So the two key words there is blending and building. Are you, as a Christian, are you blending with the culture or are you building? The social in many ways taking over the so-called spiritual. And these are words that God spoke to me. The social in many ways taking over the so-called spiritual. A remnant by revelation will return to the church status by the book of Acts and operate in a supernatural atmosphere and attitude. Are you seeing it? All right, I want you to listen. This came from the Lord. Realms, remnants, anointing, flowing in Rhema. That's a word that God speak directly to you. Insight will please God. And promotion will come in supernatural flow. And God's people will be blessed as they get the assignment done God's way. All of the promises of God are waiting for apostolic grace and faith to flow unchecked and unhindered by any foes. Thus saith the Lord, we must not structure our ministry to please people, but to respect God at all times. The church, now this is very important, the church is designed to be supernatural, not a supermarket of just what I can get. It's supernatural, it's not a supermarket. Now, in this teaching, I was very impressed by David Forb, who received apostolic information, a stack of apostolic information, but he knew it was not for him. And he didn't try to dive in it himself. He made sure he got it to me. Pre-seeing and pre-understanding what our assignment really is from God. And so here's what I come to conclusion. You can buy a book on the apostolic and start reading it, but if you don't have an apostolic anointing, you're not going to get it. So as I go through this material this morning, effective ministries and believers, I want you to listen closely how we can be effective in ministry, and all the believers that are under us can become effective in apostolic grace and apostolic faith, returning to the book of acts and having the same divine results. Cutting out all of this culture, all of this emotion, all of these things that they brought into church. You'll see how ineffective the songs are in the church now. God actually cut out the whole choir here. And I see the effectiveness, just not just because of my two sons and my granddaughters in there, but I see the effectiveness of the words and the anointing that is coming over the body of Christ from this church right here in Darrow. They pay attention. In 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 and 2, this dilemma is not going to be destroyed until the church get back in her original plan. Many are discontent, distressed, in debt, and in search of identity and destiny. Many are discontent in the church, distressed in the church, in debt in the church, and in search of identity and destiny. These people are praying. They are reading the word. They are meditating, but they cannot do it unless the leader lead them to certain pioneering factors, pathfinding factors. What's the other word? Pioneering, pathfinder, whatever, pace setter. So just look at 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2, because that's not going to be your identity. When we get back to the original plan of the apostolic grace and the apostolic faith. Nevertheless, there remain in them a cause, a mighty soul that can't be seen. They desire to let God's power be strong in them and see territories, cities, and nations impacted by the power of God. Who are they, you ask? They are the coming apostolic reformers, effective ministries and believers. They're going to reform. We'll see the word reform further down the line with definition. Right now, the Spirit of God is pouring out a fresh understanding of the word of God concerning the restoration of effective ministry. Effective ministry. These cultures are bombarding the church, the dances in the choir, people showing off. People just like a secular meeting. We've got to stop all this. But the only way going to be stopped is stop pleasing people, stop trying to make a place for people in the church to keep them, and do what God tells you to do. So right now, the Spirit of God is pouring out a fresh understanding. Everybody say fresh understanding. I got my whole staff in here, LTMA, and y'all got to call y'all staff in, inside and outside, and get them clear what you're doing. A fresh understanding of the Word of God concerning the restoration of effective ministry. Effective ministry. So there are ministries that are not effective because they're not flowing in the apostolic, in the prophetic, and got all five of the ministries together. We're just going to church. So the next statement is apostolic times. God has called you to be a revolutionary change agent. Change. Everybody say change agent. I want you to know we're in. Oh, my God. The protesters, that's what the Lord is saying, will not stop the church anymore. No matter what they come up with, no matter how many they are, the power won't be too great for them. That's what I heard the Lord say just now. All right? So revolutionary change agent. Revolutionary change agent. You are called to be a revolutionary change agent, LTMA. Everyone who's connected, you are called to be a revolutionary change agent. Exciting time, apostolic time, are just ahead for you. We have been hearing from the Holy Spirit that a restoration of the apostolic church was coming, and I believe a measure of the apostolic reforming spirit has already arrived. We see them doing so many things in the book of Acts. You read the book of Acts, you need to go back over the book of Acts. And a lot of time, when we're not spiritual enough to receive, we set the Bible in a historical aspect. Ooh, look what Daniel did. Ooh, look what Jeremiah did. You see what I'm saying? And by doing that, you become ineffective. And what, oh my God, what God is bringing back to the church is, I'm the same God that Jeremiah was serving. And that I need the dispensation. In this dispensation, I need people moving in the van and the flow of the Spirit the same way. We've idolized Bible characters. They were not put there for us to idolize. They was put there for us to walk in the same glory. Okay? So when I read about Jeremiah, my mind not all the way on Jeremiah. My mind on the God who called Jeremiah to do what he's doing so I can do the same thing. Jeremiah did. You follow what I'm saying? So we got to keep it alive. You can't be dealing with dead characters and have a live church. Are y'all listening? All right. Now, just when I made the statement, the Word of God teaches the restoration of all things before the return of the Lord. Let's look at Acts 3:21. I might look at that. Because I want LTMA to catch a hold on these pastors, to catch a hold of them, and all the believers who are not pastors. I want you to catch a hold of this thing, because I'm being pushed and shell and pulled at the same time. Because I know what I got to do. I got to do it, and I got to do it swiftly. Because y'all got to get on, we got to get online with the apostolic and shit. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have set down my Father in his throne. We got to overcome. I think we got to overcome. Revelation 3:21. Well, I'm reading, I'm in Revelation 3:21. Right, put that down. Ooh, Jesus. That's the way the Lord do it. Revelation 3:21. Oh, God. My God, to him that overcometh. See, that's happened. That happened to me a lot of time. Will I grant to sit with me? Ooh, my goodness. Now, we can do it now, you see. Then Acts 3:21. I'm not going to go to Acts 3:21. Y'all read it. Restoration. That's a word I want you to take up, because I'm going to get deep in that word in a little while. Restoration is taking place, including the ministry of modern apostles, apostolic churches, and apostolic believers. Modern apostles, apostolic churches, and apostolic believers. The Holy Spirit is giving us bits of prophetic insight into this restoration of the apostolic spirit. Y'all heard that? The rest of you got a right as a believer to be an apostolic believer operating in an apostolic spirit. When you read the book of Acts, all the miracles and signs were done, it was done apostolically. All right? Prophetic insight and restoration of the apostolic spirit. Listen up, LTMA. I'm not going to allow you to stay in the same category. I know some of y'all pastoring, y'all done got to a certain level, but we're going higher and higher and higher if you just pay close attention. There's a strong anointing on me here now, and I know when the anointing is present, it's being released. Distance don't make no difference. Some here, my staff here, my wife here, in person, but yet you are here as you're listening to this impartation. Restoration of the apostolic spirit. Now, y'all got a clock on me where I can see where I'm at? What y'all have working or what y'all doing? You might ask yourself these questions about the restoration, and specifically about apostolic ministry and your involvement. All right, I want y'all to hear this. Staff, I want y'all to hear this. LTMA, I want y'all to hear this. you might ask yourself these questions about the restoration, and specifically about apostolic ministry and your involvement. Here we go. How can apostolic ministry, churches, and believers be identified? Question. How can, they must be have specific ways they operate. Their prayers must be different. Their faith must be different. Their preaching must be different. Their teaching must be different. Their lifestyle they live must be different. Because they couldn't ask that question. What are the strongest earmarks that set them apart from others? Why is restoring apostolic ministry important today? Well, that prophecy comes and tells us cultures are taking over. Scenarios of science and academics, poetics, people doing things in the world setting, but nothing's supposed to supersede an apostolic believer because of the miracle signs and wonders and the supernatural and being led by the Spirit, not just saying I'm a Christian, but knowing how to flow. I'm gonna give you these words, Eltime, knowing how to yield and flow with the Holy Ghost. That is so important at these times because they're gonna get greater and greater and more massive and massive, the attack on the church, because Jesus is getting ready to come back. No man know what time, what hour, but the church going to have a remnant, going to have to stand up to this. That remnant, if they're not apostolic, I don't care how many members they have, I don't care how much money they got, they're not going to be able to stand up to the storms that are coming in the attack on the plan of God. You understand? The attack on the plan of God. And God's plan can't be carried out with men, cannot be carried out unless he got some men and women prepared to flow in the apostolic dimension. And that put all the ministry gifts together. We can't get by with just teaching. Can't get by with just preaching. Can't get by with pastors pacified. Yeah, I saw my grandbaby spit that pacifier out. I want some milk in this thing now. And so all Christians had to be taken off, pastors, evangelists, and teachers pacify. And we're going to put some milk, and then you got to learn how to eat spiritually. Learn how to eat some meat spiritually. Matthew 4:4. Put it down, Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And then we call into to record John 6:63. We're going to get them back to that scripture, John 6:63. Not just words, but spirit and life. All right? So what are the strongest earmarks that set them apart from others? Why is restoring apostolic ministry important today? Well, I just told you, the prophecy told you, cultures and socialism and racism and antichrist and homosexuality and all kinds of things trying to take over. Okay? Different spiritual climates now. You have to be able to discern different spiritual climate. Just because people patting hand and got a robe on, and just because the pastor up there, two pastors up there teaching, it doesn't mean that God is flowing like he should flow. See, that's the concept I got to get LTMA and get y'all to understand, that religion sometimes look like reality. But the revelation, the impartation, the inspiration, what is needed for you to face a situation and can't really see how it's going to come out, but know how it's going to come out. Yeah. See, I lost you there. See, you can't see it because what we're trying to do is when you're trying to see things physically. But in the spirit, you see it spiritually and you just wait on it. And you know you can't lose. That's why we got to get to church today. So here we go. Different spiritual climates. Climates is plural. Number one, striking signs of apostolic believers is manifest in the spiritual climates of the church they attend. What kind of climate? You got entertainment? You got emotion? You feel good? What about that demon cancer you got in your body? Can you handle him? What you see what I'm saying? Well, what about your financial status? Where are you? See, it's more than just the spiritual climate. The apostolic spirit is resident in apostolic believers that attend apostolic churches. Now, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Where I live, I don't know how many thousand miles you might have to drive to find an apostolic church. You can find all kinds. Y'all don't miss that calling a denomination name, right? But you can find all kinds of churches. I'm talking about the apostolic church. The most amazing things about apostolic believers is their sensitivity to the spiritual climate around them. Mm-hmm. They'll walk out on you. If they sense a demon of spirit going wrong, you know, they'll walk out on you. And then, just for instance, I made a correction Sunday. They were praising, and everybody was praising the Lord. And I had one man, he get loud, loud, loud all by himself, just screaming. I turn toward him and look at him. That's the apostolic. Because I don't mind about losing or what. I want this thing straight. I looked at him. Then when I called one of my other ministers, I told him, go tell him. I said, blend in with the crowd. If you got somebody in your church showing off, set their tail now. You cannot build an apostolic church with people want to try to draw attention to themselves. You got to blend in. Oh, my goodness. So the most amazing thing about apostolic believers is their sensitivity to the spiritual climate around them. The strong apostolic anointing on apostolic believers, they are aggressively content with the hard heavens of their territories and command spiritual change in Jesus' name. So territorial spirits, you hear Darrow, they cannot exist. I don't permit it. We run this area. See, and so those of you online, pastors in different cities, your territory supposed to be ran by your ministry. Churches that carry an apostolic reforming spirit are churches that do more than nurture N-U-R-T-U-R-E and pastor people. Just pat them up. You want them to come back next Sunday. But they're not growing stronger because you're scared to tell them. See, you're not. In other words, you got to stop being spiritual babysitters. All right? Because you're building an army. And you know, I don't want to go in an army with a bunch of babies. How you shoot this gun here? Now we're going against the enemy and they got a big gun. Well, what is this for? You see what I'm saying? And so spiritually, we have to get the church grown. They know how to content with the hard, brazen heavens that hinders prayer, praise, liberty, God's voice, and the spiritual growth of people. I'm going over this one. See, an apostolic, when you apostolic, all right, I'm going to say a word now that we can get. Apostolic anointing. Apostolic impartation. Now watch what I say now. God's original plan. Okay? So we're not so much building the apostle, we're not building the apostolic, we're building God, Ephesians 4:11 and 12, original plan. It's spiritual. It's not physical. It's not in a tower. It's God original plan. All right? That I'm strong and you weak. No, everybody's supposed to be strong. Right. If we're eating the same thing, we got the same spirit. You follow me? All right. Let me go over that one again. And when you talk about the hard, brethren, heaven, that's where the enemy tries to come against you. They know how to contend with the hard, brazen heavens. See, heaven's plural. That hinders prayer, praise, liberty. Woo. God's voice and the spiritual growth of the people. Look what the enemy been blocking through denomination, tradition, religion, man-made organization. They're about 1,000. I mean, they're large. But the apostolic going to cut through all of that traffic and going to have manifestation and demonstration that is not augmentative. You heard me? Because what's going to happen, God going to take a small, so-called small churches and have a revolution take place. Yes. And then ain't nobody going to be able to do nothing about it. Yes. See the big, when you call it big, you're talking about numbers. But we're talking about being big in the spirit. It's a difference, all right? Now listen to this. Listen to the next statement. They know how to command spiritual gates to open so the King of Glory might come among them. Spiritual gates. Here we go. I want y'all to hear this. Here we go. Apostolic music has spiritual punch. It's a sound of authority and breakthrough. Not just break dance, breakthrough. Apostolic song are, come on, LTMA, commanding, decreeing, and proclaiming. Yes. Whoa! Not just sound, not just rhythm, not just vocalism. Look what it said. At your church, your choir is supposed to be submitted to you. Those songs are not for them to show off. The song is for bringing the anointing of commanding, decreeing, and proclaiming the will, power, and glory, and strength of God. There are songs that lift and exalt Jesus while prophetically decreeing the will of the Lord for your life. I tell y'all, Sunday morning, I enjoyed Sunday morning so much. That was Sunday morning, what I preached? Last time I preached Sunday. Every song they sung was commanding, decreeing, and programming. Everyone. I mean, I don't mind talking when something happened here, and I believe God is demonstrating through this ministry and apostolic setting. Now, your band might be bigger and y'all might be more jazzier, but I'm talking about in the spirit now. I'm talking about y'all need to pay attention in the spirit. The songs have to have an impact, not just a rhythm, not just a beat, not just somebody up there shaking their tail. We got to deal with this because we're shaking our tail more than the concert. I almost call it a good name. Concert. Apostolic song, get these choirs straight, are commanding, decreeing, and proclaiming. They are songs that lift and exalt Jesus while prophetically decreeing the will of the Lord for your life. Now I'm going to use some words and they're going to break down some definition. Reformation precedes restoration. You'll find out in a minute what this is going to do. We have entered new apostolic times. What I said? What I said, LTMA? We have entered new apostolic time. We are experiencing another level of restoration and the release of apostolic grace. We're entering into the new apostolic revolution and reformation. You're going to break it down more in a little while. We'll give you a definition of reformation. We know that times of restoration advance by a reforming spirit. Turn to Hebrews 9:10. We know that times of restoration advance by a reforming spirit. I'm going to have y'all read that verse in a minute. So y'all better turn. You'll be reading. We know that time of restoration advanced by a reforming spirit. All right, read Hebrews 9:10 to me. Go ahead. Reformation. See that word reformation? Now here's a definition of reformation. What it means. Because there can be no restoration without reformation. There can be really not a real revival without reformation. The word reformation is the Greek word D-I-R-T-H-O-S-I-S, which means to straighten out thoroughly. And to restore to a natural and normal condition. And that's what had to happen spiritually. We got to be straightened out thoroughly and return to the supernatural, normal, and natural and normal condition of the spirit. You cannot enter the time of restoration without the time of reformation. Things got to be straightened out. You can't go into my, we're restoring it. You cannot enter the time of restoration without the times of reformation. Reformation always precedes restoration. Now, let's not, class, let's not just jump over these words and go to another one and go to another. The Reformation, the apostolic reformation that is taking place tonight is not just information. It's not just revelation. The anointing is involved. And the blood and the cross of Jesus involved, the name of Jesus involved. So it's important that we understand that we are in an apostolic reformation. The vehicle for this restoration would be the reforming anointing of the apostolic church. Listen very carefully. Denomination is not going to want you to understand this because a lot of men are going to lose their place of power when the apostolic church starts rising. Formality is going to be knocked out. The vehicle for this restoration would be the reforming anointing on the apostolic church. Now, I just give you the definition of reform, what it means. Let me go back to it because I want you to understand. I don't want you to sit there. I don't want you just sitting here. I want you to understand. Reformation is the mean to straighten out, which means to straighten out thoroughly. And to restore to a natural and normal condition. But I want to say restore to a supernatural spiritual condition. That's where the church need to be. Some people might need to fire some of your employees. Those who are acting a jackass. And don't know you the boss. Now I'm not talking to y'all. I'm just talking. I'm talking to people all over the world, you know. But we don't want no jackass here either, you know. But you might have to do it. If they don't understand. They don't understand. It's just not. This is not just physical work. Everything go around here is spiritual. But you can have more expectation than your check. Because you're connected. Read Genesis 12:1-3. You privileged to be locked into this ministry. And everything that happened in this ministry is supposed to be happening to you. Right. I mean, you're just going to take it as a job and with a blow. No, that's not it. No. So I'm talking to all the staff and staff members in the ministries that are on the line. I want y'all to recognize the importance of backing that head person up so they can get the job done. Amen. Reforming churches are governing churches. Now, there's some strong things about to come out now. They are confrontational in the spirit. They will check you. They understand their authority and carry high-level spiritual boldness. They confront and tear down religious idolatry, unproductive religious form, and vain religious tradition. Oh, God. So now, the first place you're going to tear down is at Columbus Christian Center, if it's there. You see what I'm saying? I'm just using Dr. Falk. Yeah, he followed me real close. Whatever needs to be torn down, got to be torn down. If it's not, and I've seen him over the years do that. He make changes, I make changes. That's because he believed that I'm following God, and he's right. But this is my whole heart. I feel anointing coming on me now. I'm going to make a statement I believe is in the spirit. You're living below your means. Everybody under the sound of my voice. And this meeting is so important. Promotion of your life, your family, your ministry is knocking on your door. Receive it. They confront and tear down religious idolatry, unproductive religious form, and vain religious tradition. See, all that got to be torn down. Now you're gonna face some major boys and major girls who think they're dominating and think they are in dominion because they've been up front so long. But this apostolic grace is about to rape a lot of people. And when I say rape, pull off their front and let them see the real truth. Not that you won't fight against anybody, but we got, it's like the Apostle Paul, you got to plow now. You got to go with it. You got to yield. You got to know it's not you doing it, but you got to yield to the Spirit of God and step out in this apostolic stand. They confront and tear down religious idolatry, unproductive religious form, and vain religious tradition. Scripture for that is Jeremiah 1:10. I want y'all to read it to me. Jeremiah 1:10. Some things need to be torn down. Some things need to be discovered. Some things need to be confronted. You need to confront that choir member who's not attending prayer meeting. See, you follow what I'm saying? See, you just can't be blending in. You can do without a voice. I told a lady one time, I could beat on a tin can and then preach. I don't have you need to you singing. 4 or 5 years later, she revealed to me, I hurt her heart. That exposed her to me, that she wasn't real. Because how can I hurt your heart if I tell you I beat on a tin can? You think you indispensable. That's the reading. You nobody here is indispensable. Not even me. This is God's work. Y'all follow me? Jeremiah 1:10. Read that to me. Ooh. Ooh. What the first part says, read the first part. What the words are, root out? Pull on. Destroy. And build. They said build, the last word?
Plant.
Plant. So I'm not looking at it. So some things got to be done before you can plant.
Right.
Same way, some things got to be done before you can build. And this is what we got to do, what we're doing now. Reforming churches give identity to people. Reforming churches give identity to people. Other churches rejected because of what they carry spiritually. In other words, they reject you when you're anointed. Reforming churches are highly committed and dedicated to advancing the cause of Christ throughout the world and don't ignore, but rather attack the giants in the land. including the giants of, here we go, these giants we got to attack. Religion, divination, witchcraft, racism, antichrist spirits, Jezebel, secular humanism. Humanism with regard in particular to the belief that humanity is capable of morality and self-fulfillment without believing God. All this got to be attacked. Foreign God, including the demonic spirit of radical Islam. All right, I'll go a little longer. Reforming believers. Let's get some definition here. We're going to deal with the scripture. We're going to deal with Ezekiel 1:24 and 43:2. Reforming believers. Reforming believers and churches build their lives and ministry on spiritual life living rather than dead social religious programs. I'm going to read that again. Reforming believers and churches build their lives and ministries on spirit life living rather than dead social religious program. They are the proactive believers and churches with bold pursuing spirits that carry and impart spiritual strength to others. Ooh, that's powerful. Ezekiel 1:24, read it. I'm talking to y'all too out there, man. Y'all got a Bible, your phone. Read along. Ephesians 1:24, read it. Ezekiel 1:24, excuse me. I said Ephesians. Ezekiel 1:24. Is that a scripture? Y'all look like y'all lost. Y'all got it? Read it. Get a mic, Leroy. You get a mic. When you read, I want to hear it so I can hear it clearly. Get him a mic. I'm not looking this morning. I'm just rolling. Y'all read it with him, Ezekiel 1:24, but I want to be out. And then 43:2. Reforming believers and churches build their lives and ministries on spirit life living rather than dead social religious program. They are the proactive believers and churches with bold pursuing spirit, that carry and impart spiritual strength to others. That's powerful. All right, Ephesians, Ezekiel 1:24. You ready, Leroy?
And when they heard, went. I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings.
Go to 43:2 now.
Ezekiel 43.
You did 43. Is it 43? Ezekiel 43. You got Ezekiel 43?
Yes, sir.
Verse 2.
And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and earth shined with his glory.
Yep. See, they're going to bring God glory in. All right. Apostolic believers and churches have fervent, even militant prayer lives because they believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man makes much of God's power available. That's James 5:16. Read, Leroy, James 5:16. Make much of God's power available. Fervent prayer. Not just formula. Not just for what I can get. Go ahead, read it. Well, you might. James 5:16.
Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Power. When I pray, I believe everything got to move. See, I don't hold me for that. You should be the same way. Reforming believers, now you remember the word reform means you got to change everything. Reforming believers carry spiritual authority and are not afraid to use it. So the religious, the secular, the denominational bluffs that come. Listen, I'm just going to say it out loud. You got people try to cut me out because I want reform. See, you're going to call me, I don't receive offering. I'm not an offering receiver. I'm too anointed for that. I'm not going to draw money out of people. I've had ministers try to get me to receive offering, more than one try to get me to receive offering. I said, no, I don't do that. I had my secretary to call the minister and tell him I don't receive offering. He still come up to me in a service and say, will you receive the offering? His secretary already have told him. See, the Lord told me earlier, with this anointing on my life, yeah, I don't receive offering a whole lot here. Man, this anointing to take money out your pocket, you don't even know it left. I had a man, matter of fact, a Detroit brother. Okay, on a big truck drove up here, man jumped out with a $50 bill in his hand and ran toward the car. It was his brother. Yeah, I'm going to stop it so they see. He got another gentleman driving the truck, he must throw him 20 in here. And money just come from everywhere. Because I'm anointed for it. But it'll come back to you too. They have a vision for reaching all nations for Christ, taking dominion and ministering with fresh prophetic insight. Come on. Taking dominion and ministering with fresh prophetic insight. They have an orderly divine flow and command dominant gifts to stir and come alive. It's powerful, man. Apostolic believers know the word of God and the ways of God. That means you got to spend time with God. I'm about to close. I'm about to go down and listen. Now you need to listen very carefully. What's transpiring? Reforming believers and churches, or apostolic grace and faith churches, build, governs, guide, establish, attack hard heavens, carry spiritual liberty, impart spiritual gifts, set order, father, sons, and daughters, mature believers, set the pace, influence, train, equip, send, correct, hear, see. All of these qualifications is in this apostolic setting. My. Say, do. We have entered an apostolic time and stand on the cutting edge of the restoration of the apostolic reforming church. The line is about to roar out of Zion and awaken the mighty men. I better close this. I'm going to read the roar of Zion, a prophetic decree. The restored apostolic church will usher in the last great revival. This great revival will be carried on the wings of the roar of Zion. This great roar of Zion is the forerunning to the most permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit since the book of Acts. It will be the benchmark to the greatest awakening toward God and will eclipse anything that we have ever seen in church history. The roaring of Zion. Not the lion, the roaring of Zion. I'm trying to close, y'all. Been gone by 40 minutes, 50 minutes. We'll go a little further. The roar of Zion is that great collective voice, the sound of many waters, and unity in prayer, praise, purpose, and faith. Get that? Prayer, praise, purpose, and faith. Many waters is a metaphor of the cities, or the citizens of Zion. Out of their belly, you know that in John 7, 37, 39, shall flow rivers of living water. It is the working together of all five ministry ascension gifts of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher that equip every believer to do what God has called them to do, as Ephesians 4:11. The roar of Zion will be birthed in the new apostolic churches and be uttered through the spirit of apostolic believers. Get ready for the mighty roar of Zion. It will surely change your life. My goodness. Almost can't quit. Turn to Joel 3:16. Joel 3:16. My reader gone. Joel 3:16. Get the mic down now.
The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Isn't that powerful? The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. New Psalms for a new day. One of the greatest signals of the new apostolic reforming church restoration is the sound of prayer and praise when you enter their presence. We got that here at this church. You know, we got you at this church. Our prayers are very effective. People are sincere about God. I got the little lady, Boycha, leading most of it. Her daddy was my pastor. He went home to be the Lord. But she got his spirit. She loved the Lord. And so I got the other intercessor looking at her to train on her, because it's all about the Lord. Ain't about you singing no song. Ain't about you preaching no sermon when you up here. It's about leading people into prayer. And so I just set you down. In a minute, new sound for a new day. One of the greatest signals of the new apostolic reforming church restoration is the sound of prayer and praise when you enter their presence. In other words, you can be singing and praying and not in this presence. The new sound of prayer is distinctive. It's part of the roar of Zion. The sound of prayer and praise is the fervor of apostolic and spiritual authority. In other words, somebody got to be in authority. Everybody can't do what they want to do. Strong prayer and praise is a sign of the presence of the apostolic grace, strength, and authority. You see that? Grace, strength, and authority. This spiritual climate results in spiritual liberty. The spirit of God love to flow in. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Now, you may have in the spirit, but you were not in the spirit, you was in emotion. So therefore, emotion cannot bring the power. Emotion is designed to block you from emerging. Hear me now. I'm speaking out of my spirit. Emotion shuts you down before you get there, because you think you're there. You see? See? Emerging in the spirit will produce emotion, but emotion is submitted to the emergent. The emergent will never submit to the emotion. So that's why a lot of ministry is on surface, emotion wide, and the majority of Christians love them because they can't emerge. Because before emerging come, correction gonna have to come. Direction gonna have to come. Protection gonna have to come. And all three come from a word called L-O-V-E. If I love you, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm not gonna appease you and flow with you when you're supposed to be flowing with me. Because I got an assignment. You see what I'm saying? So people are feeling won't get hurt. And sometimes I'm trying to hurt your feeling because your feeling ain't the way of your faith. See, we can get where we're going. Say that, we can get where we're going. Because God sent us. All right, let me find a jump over, please. I got 4 minutes. Listen to this statement. When you get into this realm, you will experience a spiritual militant aggression that is high level in effectiveness. Come on, LTMA. You will experience a spiritual militant aggression that is high level in effectiveness. Now, your apostle living it. I'm living that. Not because I'm so great, but the dues have been paid and I've come down the line. So even in this class, I'm totally excited. I'm excited. I mean, some of y'all just as dry as a frog in a hailstorm with two hats on. But I'm excited because of the intimacy. The relationship, the revelation. Oh, please allow yourself to go here. Please don't go to heaven and get up and find out what all you miss. Heaven was sent down here to you. Please don't be a religious sackling person that never fully experienced the real presence of God beyond emotion. Once you taste it, nothing else is going to be able to grace it. It's going to have to be the real thing. Church services and real dynamic song will not move you anymore without that grace being on you. I'm just trying to tell you. You will experience a spiritual militant aggression that is high level in effectiveness. The word declared the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James 5:16. I'm trying to close. Leave me alone. The word said that God will present to himself a glorious church, a church cannot be glorious without prayer. A life cannot be glorious without effective, fervent prayer. I'm not talking about emotionally praying. Oh, my. The spirit of prayer, praise, and liberty is foundational and missing in many churches today. But will be ushered in by this great role of Zion. The spirit of prayer is the main earmarks of the new apostolic church that will finally free God's people from religious bondage and mobilize them into their ministry. Lord have mercy. So what can I say to you today as your apostle? Go over this information 5 or 6 times. Paul, see where you are. Formatted is an organizational structure that you have to deal with. go ahead and deal with them. Over the years, I've dealt with them, many, many years I've been dealing with. When I find out God showed me something, I go ahead and change it. Don't be afraid. In ministering to your people, love the people. Don't take them too fast. Don't be fussing. Have revelation. Be anointed. When you have revelation and you're anointed, people know, they recognize God moving through you, and so they know it's not the natural, it's not the known. So I bless you. Father, may in the name of the Lord Jesus, this impartation be really imparted by the Holy Ghost, and that the churches and the ministers that are under LTMA, may you give them insight, dreams, and revelation, impartation, that their ministries will become stronger and stronger every day. I thank you for every one of them. I thank you that we are a family. We operate in a family anointing. I thank you that these words will not go vain. Apostolic ministers, apostolic pastors, apostolic teachers, apostolic evangelists will just flow. And that we'll have prophetic insight in each aspect of our ministry to go forward. We thank you for this day and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's a wrap, boys.